Alright, so for the return of Three Old Geeks, the animated series, we're reviewing episodes of Batman, the animated series, Season 3. We're bringing Mike in on this one, and we're reviewing Judgment Day, which made its debut on Halloween of 1998. Directed by Kurt Gaeta, written by Rich Fogel and Alan Burnett, a couple of stalwarts for the series. And this is a new vigilante hits the scene in Gotham, the Judge. And he's much more brutal than Batman is. So the hijinks ensue.
Yes, they do.
I love the ensuing hijinks stuff.
Well, what did you? What was good about the ensuing hijinks, Brian?
You know what? I actually liked the character. I wish they would have. He'd have shown up in the comics.
The Judge?
He was a great character. And the twist at the end was, wow.
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. I know it was weird, but yeah.
Hey!
No, it makes sense.
I actually, that's part of my glee.
Okay, well, that's why I didn't say anything.
Mike, what did you have for goods?
I liked seeing Penguin, Croc, and Two-Face and Riddler all in the same episode. You know, hearing Paul Williams do Penguin again, you know, it's fantastic casting as usual on the show. I like the fact that it wasn't like them working together, but you got to see them in the episode. So it's not one of those episodes where you only get one character and it's one person. You got to follow it. It's kind of like
the Rogues Gallery's all
the Rogues Gallery. So I kind of like that. I thought that was very good.
All right. Keith, what'd you have for good?
I just thought the whole reveal and thought process behind it worked really well. I don't want to give it away.
Not yet, because it's people's glee.
Yeah.
All right. You had mentioned the Penguin. This iteration of the Penguin is my second favorite to Burgess Meredith. And the fact that he's the fence, if you will, or the kind of the behind-the-scenes guy for all the, you know, for Two-Face and for Croc and all these guys. And he's, oh, well, if you don't like this, go find somebody else that'll pay you this much money for it or whatever, you know. I thought that the Penguin is just, he's one of my all-time favorites, this version of him at least. The design of the Judge.
Yes.
I am either an Alex Ross guy where it's photorealistic or it's the most simple design, like a Bruce, my two favorite artists. It was the most simple, just the robe, no face with the wig. He's blind justice. I just thought, what a great fucking design. And then I actually thought, again, the soundtrack jumped out at me on this one. I just thought, I thought everything about this was just the music, and it was really cool.
I watched it, so I didn't hear music. It's one or the other with me. I can't get more than one sense working at a time.
What did we
slow down?
What did we have for Bad Boys?
Like you point out, it was a very simple design, and I didn't think that it always worked depending upon the angle.
One angle where it almost looked like he had I always thought he's like the Gentleman Ghost or something, because it looked like you could see the inside of the wig or something like that. I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So there were places that it didn't work. And yeah, because I'm a fan of the design too, and I thought it was beautiful, but it didn't always work.
Yeah, I agree. There was places where he should have been lit up, and you could see the face inside of it, because it didn't make it clear that he had a mask over it. So it was like one of those things where it seemed like he was hood in shadow, like a ring wraith, if you will. And then all of a sudden, light source should have lit that up, and it didn't. So I thought that was. I'll agree.
Yeah. Mike, did you have any bads?
Croc climbing up the top of the bridge instead of going down to the river. I mean, it's Croc. Why wouldn't he go into the water to escape? And he goes higher up the bridge.
He's looking for a big rock to hit him with.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you're killer Croc. Get into the water. It's your element.
But it was cold.
It was a little cold. I guess it was wintertime. So.
And lizards don't like cold.
He's still killer Croc. He's in the sewer. If you can live in a sewer, or exist in a sewer, you can get into the bay. I see what you put up with.
Have you not seen you stick your tongue up to?
All right. Well, the only bad I had in this episode was I'm used to Two-Face having the really good pairs of goons, like the twins or the two-ton gang or something. He just had a couple of guys. Really? You couldn't give him a couple of twins or a couple of big, you know, the two-ton gang again or something like that.
How many twins can you find in Gotham?
Thousands.
You could probably make good money being twin gunslingers.
And you could get your ass kicked by Batman,
too. That's true. All right, boys, was there any huzz in this one?
Let's leave a slower twin.
We've seen how obsessive Batman can be. I don't want to be
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
For I would say blowing up the building, but there's no fire. There was a whole explosion where they blew up a building, but there wasn't.
Aren't some explosions like so forceful that they
blow out the fire
they
out?
Blow the fire. Yeah. Don't they use explosives to blow out like oil fires?
Yes.
They use yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Reddit
but this would have been a whole building with
concussion and.
Well, it creates a vacuum.
Right, but it's
nothing
only
exists in a vacuum.
But it's only the one item too. So if you're doing a building and it's got paper and drywall and wood inside of it, I would think something would catch on fire.
There's shit burning. Yeah. There is shit burning.
Fair enough.
Everything else that blows up in Gotham burns like crazy.
It burns a motherfucker. Gotham burns like shit.
What did you have for Huzz, Brian?
not literal shit. Still not giving away the end because I'm leaving it for the glee. I thought the judge's motivations were antithetical to Two-Face's, to the creation of Two-Face.
No, he's... Well...
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a question there. Yeah. Question.
So I had a problem with that. It went, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And that, so it goes in that category.
Okay.
Because I went, huh?
Keith, did you have any hugs?
I did. I went, huh?
Oh. My huh is related, I don't know, might be related to this, but it can't be talked about until we come up with glee from other people.
Okay.
I think it's better
now. All right. Well, my huh was, how the fuck did that sword work?
Whoa.
He's literally pulling a fucking 4-foot-long broadsword out of his robe?
Have you never watched Highlander?
Yeah, there can only be one.
Yeah, the Kurgan had a freaking case for his sword.
Yeah, but they'd be pulling swords out of... They'd be wearing overcoats and they pulled swords.
What I love...
But no,
what
you're
I
right.
love
you're right.
is that you actually knew the bad guy Highlander name.
Kurgan?
Yeah.
Dude, it's Highlander. Dude,
it's Highlander.
It's Clancy Brown. Yeah, of course I know. I'm a geek, you dummy.
I know, but I just...
Can I give you a compliment, bitch? Can I give you a fucking compliment? My God,
that movie had
man.
Wrestling in the very beginning of
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Know.
Do you see what I have to put up with? I know one of them was the Tonga Kid. I can't remember the other two in the three-way. Anyways, okay,
wait,
so
there
the
was
glee.
A three-way?
Oh,
I missed that.
So my glee was up. We have
Penguin and the Two Girls.
Yeah.
That's in the director's cut.
Yeah. The actual what's his name director's cut. My glee was I actually so we have made complaints about multiple personalities in Moon Knight. I actually thought they handled a third multiple personality in this where. He was created, the other two person, you know, Big Bad Harv and Harvey Dent
didn't
know about him. It wasn't like he was even aware. It was to the point where the judge personality hated Two-Face so much he tried to kill him himself. I thought that was a brilliant stroke of writing. Have at it, boys.
No, I'm not going to disagree with you, but it adds a third. And that takes away from
the
Two-Face. The duality of Two-Face. And that's where I had a problem. That was a huh. I didn't have a problem. It was just a huh. I thought it was a brilliant kind of, as you say, that this third personality was created, and he would be more susceptible to that than
the
outside of the ventriloquist.
The ventriloquist would be the only one.
No, I understand that too, but usually, most times, another splinter personality doesn't try to do harm to the other personalities.
No, so, that's not, so, not exactly
so,
true. No, you're right.
So he wouldn't be trying to kill Two-Face.
Yeah, because it was himself.
Yeah.
Remind me again, where did you get your degree from?
My daughter has a bachelor's, was going for a master's in psychology, and she talks to me about a lot of shit.
Okay.
We watched Batman together.
I have 72 degrees set on my heating unit that bothers you all the time, so I have 72 degrees.
You did not just fuck it.
That was great. That was great, Lance.
That could be. That's the Keith Hall of Fame. That puts you in the Hall of Fame, Keith. That puts you in the Hall of Fame.
That was evil genius right there.
Whatever the opposite of evil genius is.
Nice stupid?
Nice stupid? That was nice stupid.
That's his alter ego.
Okay.
That's my other personality.
Mike, I apologize. Did you have any glee?
I did. It's been a long time since I've watched season three. I would say probably 30 years. I really don't remember watching this episode the original time it came out. So I was sitting there watching it going, well, who is the judge? It's got to be the
councilman,
right? So it's got to be the councilman. It's got to be somebody else.
That's who I thought it was.
And to find out at the end it was Two-Face was shocking because I really didn't see it coming.
That's good TV. And
now it's Three-Face.
Right. So that to me was my glee. Just that and Alfred always gets some really good lines. And Alfred says to Batman, an associate of yours, Master Bruce, when he talks about the judge on TV. So those are my glees.
All right. So what did we think of Judgment Day? What's a star rating?
I have glees.
Thought you got did your glee already.
No, he had a That he waited for your glee to give you a huh.
Well, I'm sorry, Brian. What was your glee?
Glees?
I have glees.
This was the last episode that was produced in the Batman the Animated Series.
Is that your
so
glee?
This was the final episode. A little bit, because I thought that it was an interesting episode to end on for them. No, my glee lies in more of the voice talent, which we talk about a lot. And the fact that they had a second voice for the judge, so they weren't using Richard Mall.
Yeah, no, and it was modulated and stuff like that. So maybe...
yeah, but it was Malachi Thorne.
You're
who,
kidding me.
Who we know as...
False Face.
Yes. And, False Face was fucking brilliant, but also in... he was Admiral Mendez in...
Star Trek?
The Menagerie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one of the best Star Trek episodes ever. He was the one who was
putting
Kirk
on
trial.
Okay.
Or putting Spock on trial. It was putting Spock on trial. And then just, we talk about a lot of the John Glover as the Riddler. And then you look these people up and they're fucking phenomenal. Just actors.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wow. And Paul Williams, yeah, just... I think that's my glees.
Is it?
I think.
Okay, so now we can go to the star ratings. Mike, what was your star rating for Judgment Day?
The fact that, again, I didn't see it coming, I would say 4.5 stars.
Wow.
I was shocked. It's very rare when you're watching something that you've seen every episode and you're kind of going through a TV. Or, like I said earlier today, jaded and old, and you kind of, I know where this is going. To get surprised, that's pretty good. So,
Brian, what was your star rating?
I'm going to give it 4. I thought it was an interesting character. I would have liked to have seen more done with him. Like I said, in the books, some of these characters pop up in the books and I have a fun time looking for them. And, yeah, it wasn't. Not 4. I'm just gonna go.
Keith.
Oh, wait a minute! I have one more glee. I had another glee.
Is it the girls? Penguins, girls?
No,
that should be a glee.
But
for
that
you.
Should be a glee for me
because I didn't get the same
no.
glees. That was my glee.
It was, and I think it passed some people. But Mike actually saying to the Lancer, "Now I see what you go through." That to me, and you will catch it if you listen to this. That, to me, was just the best. And I knew I had another glee in there, but I wasn't connected with the show. And then I was like, huh, what was my other glee? And then I remembered it. So,
you see what I go through?
Yes, I do.
Keith, what was your star rating?
What are we talking about now?
The Riddler.
Oh, that Riddler?
No.
No. The judge.
The judge.
Judgment Day. Not.
But the Riddler was in there.
He was. I will give it 4. I agree with my immature ally here.
But not the most immature.
I thought it was a little bit better than average. I'm going to say 3 stars.
Wow.
You are so jaded.
You
are jaded.
And you knew, you've seen it before. I've never seen this one. First time I saw it.
Well, that was Keith's first time. Give us a watch. Let us know what you think.